Welcome here to Praying with Scripture. I know that God is with us and remains with us always, no matter what. I rejoice to celebrate this divine office of St. Joachim and St. Anne, and I want to thank God for all of my grandparents and honor them and pray for them too, as well as all of our elderly priests and religious and older members of our community who are about the same age as grandparents. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. First, let's begin with praying for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. We'll ask for the plenary indulgence at the end. Let us pray that we might again learn how to discern, to know how to choose paths of life, and reject everything that leads us away from Christ and the Gospel. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We are happy to be chastised by God, who heals us as he wounds. Psalm 60 is our prayer. O God, you have rejected us and broken us. You have been angry. Come back to us. You have made the earth quake, torn it open. Repair what is shattered, for it sways. You have inflicted hardships on your people and made us drink a wine that dazzled us. We are happy to be chastised by God, who heals us as he wounds. You have given those who fear you a signal to flee from the enemy's bow. Oh, come and deliver your friends. Help with your right hand and reply. For his holy place, God has made this promise. From his holy place, God has made this promise. I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. We are happy to be chastised by God, who heals us as he wounds. Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I take for my helmet. Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? We are happy to be chastised by God, who heals us as he wounds. Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We are happy to be chastised by God, who heals us as he wounds. Blessed be God forever. A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. The Christian life, spiritual worship. Brothers, I beg you through the mercy of God to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. Thus, in virtue of the favor given to me, I warn each of you not to think more highly of himself than he ought. Let him estimate himself soberly, in keeping with the measure of faith that God has apportioned him. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and not all the members have the same function, so too we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the favor bestowed on each of us. One's gift may be prophecy. Its use should be in proportion to his faith. It may be the gift of ministry. It should be used for service. One who is a teacher should use his gift for teaching. One who, with the power of exhortation, should exhort. He who gives alms should do so generously, and he who rules should exercise his authority with care. He who performs works of mercy should do so cheerfully. Your love must be sincere. Detest what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love one another with the affection of brothers. Anticipate each other in showing respect. Do not grow slack, but be fervent in spirit. He whom you serve is the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient under trial. Persevere in prayer. Look on the needs of the saints as your own. Be generous in offering hospitality. Bless your persecutors. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same attitude toward all. Put away ambitious thoughts and associate with those who are lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never repay injury with injury. See that your conduct is honorable in the eyes of all. If possible, live peacefully with everyone. Beloved, do not avenge yourself. Leave that to God's wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him something to drink. By doing this, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Responsory prayer. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may be able to discover what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. You must be renewed in mind and spirit, and put on the new man, so that you will be able to discover what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. Second reading from a sermon by St. John Damascene, Bishop. By your fruits, by their fruits, you will know them. Anne was to be the mother of the Virgin Mother. Anne was to be the Virgin Mother of God. And hence nature did not dare. No, read that again. Anne was to be the mother of the Virgin Mother of God. Okay, that makes sense. And hence nature did not dare to anticipate the flowering of grace. Thus nature remains sterile until grace produced its fruit. For she who was to be born had to be a firstborn daughter, since she would be the mother of the firstborn of all creation, in whom all things are held together. Joachim and Anne, how blessed a couple! All creation is indebted to you. At your hands, the Creator was offered a gift, excelling all other gifts, a chaste mother, who alone was worthy of him. And so rejoice, Anne, you, that you were sterile and have not borne children, break forth into shouts, you who have not given birth. Rejoice, Joachim, because your daughter, a child, from your daughter, a child is born for us, a son is given us, whose name is Messenger of Great Counsel and Universal Salvation, Mighty God, for this child is God. Joachim and Anne, how blessed and spotless a couple. You will be known by the fruit you have borne. As the Lord says, by their fruits you will know them. The conduct of your life pleased God and was worthy of your daughter. For by the chaste and holy life you led, you have fashioned a jewel of virginity. She who remained a virgin before, during, and after giving birth, she alone, for all time, would maintain her virginity in mind and soul as well as in body. Joachim and Anne, how chaste a couple. While safeguarding the chastity prescribed by the law of nature, you achieved with God's help something which transcends nature in giving the world the Virgin Mother of God as your daughter. While leading a devout and holy life in your human nature, you gave birth to a daughter nobler than the angels, whose queen she now is. Girl of utter beauty and delight, daughter of Adam and mother of God, blessed the loins and blessed the womb that from which you come. Blessed the arms that carried you and blessed your parents' lips, which you were allowed to cover with chaste kisses. ever maintaining your virginity. Rejoice in God, all the earth. Sing, exalt, and sing hymns. Raise your voice, raise it, and be not afraid. Responsory prayer. They worshiped God day and night in fasting and in prayer. They looked forward to the deliverance of Israel. They prayed that God would come to save his people. They looked forward to the deliverance of Israel. From the noble stem of Jesse, a branch has sprung, and from this branch, a beautiful flower, rich in scent, has blossomed. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. From the noble stem of Jesse a branch has sprung, and from this branch a beautiful flower rich in scent has blossomed. Then we're going to have the intercessions. Let us pray to the Father, the source of all holiness, and ask him to lead us in holiness to holiness of life through the example and intercession of his saints. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you want us to be called your sons and truly to be such. Grant that your holy church may proclaim you throughout the world. Holy Father, you want us to walk worthily and please you in all that we do. Let us abound in doing good works. Holy Father, you have reconciled us to yourself through Christ. Preserve us in your name so that all may be one. Holy Father, you have called us to a heavenly banquet through the bread that came down from heaven. Make us worthy to grow in perfect love. Holy Father, forgive the offenses of every sinner. Let the dead perceive the light of your countenance. Holy Father, look after our new Pope. Holy Father, Pope Benedict, Pope Leo XIV, help him become a great leader and a humble servant of you and of us. Look upon those who are aged and do not abandon them in their old age. Help especially our aged priests and religious, who are our grandparents in faith. Help Father Lawrence as he struggles with his health and his mind. Look upon Bill and help him to gain a sense of direction, of peace, and of hope, of spiritual peace and hope. Send forth your Holy Spirit and help us to be more organized in our ministry and our service to you. Service of you. Praying for Henry and for all the people who are attached in some way to our ministry, and for Michael to have a positive, happy outlook and be able to find the help that he needs. I'm going to teach you a little prayer. Dear Holy Spirit, my God, teach me to speak wisely. Let me avoid useless thoughts and useless conversations. Help me to speak often for you. Grant that my words may never hurt men of goodwill. May my words always bring consolation to those in sorrow and guidance to those in need. Take my lips and make them yours. Take possession of my mind, and make it an instrument of your goodness and a channel of truth. I hope to become a lover of silence who prefers to talk to God than to men. In my human conversation, may I always bring them closer to you, and you closer to them. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Praying for God's grace, for God's deliverance, and for God's peace. So I like that one. I just think it's very, very insightful and has a lot of common graces that I need, so I pray that every day it's on a piece of paper for me now. I'm going to pray with you the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. After we take a look at the diary of St. Faustina, suddenly when I had consented to the sacrifice with all my heart and all my will, God's presence pervaded me. My soul became immersed in God and was inundated with such happiness that I cannot put in writing even the smallest part of it. I felt that His Majesty was enveloping me. I was extraordinarily fused with God. I saw that God was well pleased with me, and reciprocally my spirit drowned itself in Him. Aware of this union with God, I felt I was especially loved, and in turn I loved with all my soul. A great mystery took place during that adoration, a mystery between the Lord and myself. It seemed to me that I would die of love at the sight of His glance. I spoke much with the Lord, without uttering a single word, and the Lord said to me, "You are the delight of my heart. From today on, every one of your acts, even the very smallest, will be a delight to my eyes, whatever you do." At that moment, I felt trans-consecrated. My earthly body was the same, but my soul was different. God was now living in it with the totality of His delight. This is not a feeling, but a conscious reality that nothing can obscure. Did I read that last time? That word transconsecrated sounds... So anyway, Faustina is known as a mystic because she's already living the life that we are all called to live in heaven while on earth. And the Catechism has a beautiful paragraph where it talks about this concept of a mystical union with God, and how it's called mystical because we progressively grow more and more into this union with God. And she says that it's something out of, is truly beyond this world. But she describes intellectually what is the cause of this sublime joy. Aware of this union with God, I felt I was especially loved, and in turn I loved with all my soul. So again, very beautiful to consider that this is something that we all can experience one day. And we'll read another part, since it looks like I got into something that I was reading yesterday. Pure love is capable of great deeds and is not broken by difficulty or adversity. As it remains strong in the midst of great difficulties, so too it perseveres in the toilsome and drab life of each day. It knows that only one thing is needed to please God, and to do even the smallest things out of great love, love and always love. Pure love never errs. Its light is strangely plentiful. It will not do anything that might displease God. It is ingenious at doing what is more pleasing to God, and no one will ever equal it. It is happy when it can empty itself and burn like a pure offering. The more it gives of itself, the happier it is. But also no one can sense dangers from afar as can love. It knows how to unmask and also knows how to with whom it has to deal. But my torments are coming to an end. The Lord is giving me the promised help. I can see it in two priests, namely Father Andreas and Father Sapochko. During the retreat before my perpetual vows, I was set completely at peace for the first time by Father Andreas. Afterwards, I was led in the same direction by Father Sapochko. This was the fulfillment of the Lord's promise. When I was set at peace and taught how to follow God's paths, my spirit rejoiced in the Lord, and it seemed to me that I was running, not walking. My wings were spread for flight, and I soared into the very heat of the sun. And of course, another thing about her wonderful adoration time goes back to one theme we mentioned before, which is the uniqueness of Faustina's personal relationship with Jesus and with God. And also, it reminds us things like this are the coming together of God's preparation before the sacraments. They're the coming together of all this work that God has done to prepare us. You know, Faustina didn't just happen. She was listening to God's word, and that's one of the most striking things about her relationship with Jesus, is the way in which she's able to journal and she's able to decipher that God is speaking to her, and specifically what God is speaking to her. And because she has this deep, personal, if you will, relationship with God, that really impacts her, and then it also goes to the sacrament. And the sacrament impacts her at a more primal level, at a more intuitive level, or a more embodied level, more at the level of our flesh, for lack of a word. It's real interesting. Anyway, that's kind of my reflection for today, and we're going to get done with this office and pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. God of our fathers, you gave Saints Joachim and Anne the privilege of being the parents of Mary, the mother of your incarnate Son. May their prayers help us to attain the salvation you have promised to your people. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to pray for your relief, for your health, and for all of your needs, and those of our online community. So let's pray for one another with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, asking God to obtain for us those temporal benefits that Faustina said could be obtained through the Chaplet, these time-bound benefits for our lives that we most want and need according to your will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, darling God. Help our people at the altar, sir. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Thank you for the new Pope. Thank you for Cardinal Provost becoming Pope Leo XIV. I am filled with hope at the thought of what he can do for this new beginning. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Thank you. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces during this year of hope for a soul in purgatory. May he or she be helped or released now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your night.